Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, May 28th, episode 153 of the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Let's get started with our tip-off topics as the Indiana Pacers push the New York Knicks towards elimination. The Pacers go ahead and get a 130-121 win over the New York Knicks, easily covering the spread in a wild game that we all expected on this podcast. There was a lot of talk on Indiana's part in regards to they let off the gas. They didn't push the pace. And they really looked to do that versus New York. And by jumping out to a 43-35 lead, they did so. They forced the New York Knicks to 17 turnovers, which led to 20 points off of turnovers, which was a huge difference in the game. You look at the play of on the New York Knicks side, Jalen Brunson. Really, it looked good, but it wasn't. 31 points, but just got absolutely bully-balled as Rick Carlisle's troops looked to get Jalen Brunson into switches and take over. Karl-Anthony Towns, he was good. 24 points, but only on 15 shots. Did not give him enough looks. Ozzie Ogie and Anunoby with 22 points as well. Mikal Bridges, a very quiet, although it looked good, 17 points. On the other side, before we get to Tyrese Halliburton, it was just an all-around great performance. Pascal Siakam, 11 out of 21, 30 points, 5 rebounds. Aaron Naismith, 16 points, 3 rebounds. We didn't know if he was going to play with the ankle injury. Miles Turner, 13-3, get 20 points. Benedict Mather, best performance in the playoffs, 10-11 for the free throw line. But it's this guy, Tyrese Halliburton, who had the first triple-double in history, now multiple ones, I should say, for Indiana, and the first one to have 32 points, there should be 15 assists, 15 or more assists, 10 or more rebounds, and the biggest stat not there, zero turnovers. 32, 15, 12 he ended up with, this was during the game, and zero turnovers. What a performance by Tyrese Halliburton as they push the Knicks towards elimination. We'll have so much more on game number 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, which will take place Thursday night. We'll talk about it a little bit, obviously, on our award tour and also in our scouting report. Let's head to the West. Well, Russell Westbrook underwent surgery on his right hand to deal with multiple ligament tears. He should be able to resume full offseason training this summer. And it's really going to be an interesting year for the Denver Nuggets as what are they going to do with this team? Russell Westbrook, there were times that there has been talk about disagreements in the locker room. Some people questioning his effort at times. And this is a guy that's been kind of mercurial a little bit and kind of upset people at times here. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Denver Nuggets in the offseason as they ended up as the number 4 seed and obviously got knocked out. If you look at Russell Westbrook, he is on a vet minimum. I do believe he may be a free agent after this year or next year. But either way, I think Russ could go. Let's head to the W, where the big news is, after a great start to the season and a great performance against the New York Liberty, Caitlin Clark has been shut down for the next 2 weeks for a left quadricep strain. And it's something that's concerning for the league, because let's be honest, folks, this is the cash cow. This is the not the best player, but definitely the most polarizing and definitely the most popular player. Having Caitlin Clark out of the lineup is going to be a huge issue, especially looking at the next, you know, the fact that, folks, the majority, I think 34 or 35 of their games are going to be on national television. And now the cash cow is gone. And that includes big matchups of next week, next Saturday, versus Commissioner's Cup versus the Chicago Sky. That includes a match versus the Indiana Dream, the New York Liberty, the Connecticut Sun. We'll see if Caitlin Clark comes back within 2 weeks, as they got off to, you know, a decent start. 2-2, Caitlin Clark so far this year, 19 points, 9.3 assists, 6.3 rebounds per game, shooting at a 40.3% from the floor, not shooting it well enough from three in her eyes at 31.4%. Hopefully, Caitlin Clark comes back and comes back soon. You know, I've talked about this next kid a lot on this podcast, and I made a statement that a lot of people may disagree with, and I said that this lady, if Caitlin Clark's number one, this lady's got to be top five most popular players in the WNBA. And that's Paige Bueckers. Paige Bueckers, who had gotten off to a relatively slow start, was only averaging 13 points per game, getting 12 and a half shots for the Dallas Wings. But Paige went home, and Paige got right. Paige Bueckers, in her first game back in Connecticut versus the Connecticut Sun, joined Tamika Johnson as the only rookies in NBA WNBA history to shoot ready 80% from the floor and going 25-5 as the Dallas Wings got their first win of the season versus the Connecticut Sun, a 109-87 win. And remember, folks, I do believe Paige had 15-5-5 in the first half. So she really did a lot of her damage early in the game. And it was obviously a big part of why Dallas took her. You know, you look at the Dallas Wings right now as a record of 1-4. They get their first win of the season. Paige Bueckers, as a rookie, leading the team in scoring at 14.6 points per game, 6.4 assists, 4.6 rebounds, and doing exactly what I thought Paige was going to do. Fill the stat sheet. Now, obviously, Paige is not shooting well, only shooting 42% from the floor, 30.8% from three. I'm going to tell you something. When she figures it out, and she's a different kind of player, she's different than Caitlin, right? Caitlin is so, like, dynamic with her deep threes and stuff like that. Paige is very smooth, very fundamental in her approach. She will put up big numbers in her WNBA career, and she will be the reason why, if Dallas starts to turn it around, a Dallas team that's got Arike Nwabuale, who's got Maddie Seagrass from Villanova, who's got Carrington on the roster from the Connecticut Sun, who's got Nelissa Smith, Tierra McCowan. They got pieces, folks. They're going to start to figure it out. Can they make the top eight? I don't know. But Paige, with a great performance in her first game back at Connecticut. Now let's head to the NBA draft really quick, as Miloš Juzan is back. Miloš Juzan, the star guard of the Houston Cougars, is coming back after pulling his name out of the NBA draft, as most draft boards had him not getting picked, to go along with Alex Condon, the star center of Florida. So two big pieces from the national championship game. But when you look at Miloš and look what he can do, with Miloš Juzan, with Emmanuel Sharpe, with Pop Isaac transferring from Creighton, remember, he was at Texas Tech before that, with getting Chris Sinak, right, one of the top 10 freshmen in the country, bringing back Tugler, bringing back Archino, and bringing back a couple of other high-impact freshman, Kelvin Sampson, ready, and I said this last year, could have his best team ever at Houston and should be the favorites to win the national title with Milos Juzan back. Coming up next, we'll get into our war tour as we'll break down the New York Knicks series versus the Indiana Pacers. We'll try to see if there's a way that New York can make a comeback. How many games does it go? Plus, we'll look at the win totals updated for the Indiana Fever, for the Las Vegas Aces, and for the Minnesota Lynx. We'll be back with our war tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 153. And it's time to get into our war tour as we break down the future markets in the NBA and WNBA. Let's start off with the New York Knicks series versus the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers now hold a commanding 3-1 lead versus the New York Knicks, and lines are out in regards to the series spread with the New York Knicks as a +430 underdog, and obviously we have a -590 for the Indiana Pacers. Series spread odds, we're looking at 2.5 games. Series totals, we're looking at 5 games +176, 6 games +152, 7 games +235. So where do we think where's value? Number one, the Knicks are favored to win game number 5. We'll talk about that next on the scouting report. So if you think this series is over, and I'll be honest with you, I love my Knicks. I've been big fans of theirs. I've loved them all my life, but I got to try and be as unbiased as possible. I have a hard time finding the Knicks getting past 6 games in this series. So, and you even think about it, the Knicks +2.5 games is a -205, right? So that tells you right there what we're thinking, right? So we don't think that they think they're gonna get 2 games. If you look at the Pacers, -2.5 games is +164. So they're telling you right then and there, right? The sweet spot where it's going to be. They're telling you it's 6. They're telling you it's 6. So when you look at it, the best way to look at this is for the series to go 6 games. Right? If you really were to look at it and take a deep dive, is there a pathway for the Knicks to win this in 7? Or this to go 7? Yes. But if you think it's going to go 7, your better part is take the Knicks minus the full points, game 5, hope they cover, take a money line game 6, and then you go to game 7. Don't tie yourself up into something where you may not be able to get there. If you like the Knicks, play it that way. If you like Indiana, and you think the Knicks are going to win game 5, but Indiana closes out in 6, the ticket to go 6 games at +152, right? That's got the best odds because I think Vegas thinks the Knicks are going to give you your best effort. We'll talk about that more in the scouting report. But sweet spot to me, 6 games in this series, in my opinion, as much as it pains me to say it. Let's head to the WNBA, with the win totals are kind of shifting a little bit. And right now, the Indiana Fever, our win total is at 28.5. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe, and Maddie can probably say it to my ear, I do believe when we did this show, we did the preview, I thought their win total was 30.5. It was 30.5 games. So you're looking at the Fever, at 2-2, right? Going into tonight's matchup, which obviously when you watch this podcast tomorrow on Thursday, they would either have either be 2-3 or 3-2. So let's look through the games really quick that Caitlin Clark's going to miss. Okay, let's say they win versus the Mystics, where they should be favored, right? Next game after that, they play the Mystics again at home. They should be favored there. That should be a win, right? So now we're at 4. Fever at the Sky, terrible, 6. Fever at the Dream, loss, 6-3. Liberty Fever, loss, 6-4. And that gets us to June 6th, 17th. That's like 3 weeks away. So if you're 6-3, and then you get Caitlin Clark back, and you have right there the Sun, the Valkyries, before you get to the races. So even if you get her 2 more games, not out, they should be at 8 wins. I'm going over 28.5 wins for the Indiana Fever. I think they have enough to tread water to get themselves up because of that girl, not Caitlin Clark, that girl next to her, Kelsey Mitchell. By the way, look at Kelsey Mitchell's props, folks. Remember, she has scored 17.5 points per game since 2020. They're going to hang her props around 19.5, 20.5. Run to the window and take it because Natasha Howard has been a suspect. Tawana Bonner's now coming off the bench, right? I think Kelsey Mitchell becomes a big-time scorer with a better coach, to be honest with you, and Stephanie White. Let's head to the Aces. Aces are at 29.5, and I have concerns. And it's not because of Asia Wilson, who is the best player in the world. It's everyone else. It's the fit of Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, Jewel Lloyd. It's the fact that they don't have players like Alicia Clark and obviously Derica Hamby as bigs that they used to lead their bench, right? I'm not with it with this team right now. They haven't looked right to start the season. Now, obviously, their next game will be on Friday night, I do believe, versus the Sparks. They're sitting at 2-2. I don't like what I see out of this team so far. They give up way too many points. They barely beat the Mystics, and they give up 102 to the Storm. I'm going under 29.5 wins for the Vegas Aces, and that's because this team is the best team in the WNBA's Western Conference, and they could be the best team in the WNBA, period, and that's Minnesota. They're 5-0. They're good defensively. Nafisha Collins now moved to a -210 favorite to be the MVP. All 5 starters back. Cheryl Weave is the best coach in the WNBA, and you have a team that is pissed off because they felt that they should have won the WNBA championship. The top 2 teams in the WNBA, and I don't think it's particularly close right now, are the New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx. And both of them should go over their team win totals. Coming up next, we'll get into our scouting report as we'll break down game number 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Pacers and the Knicks as the Knicks look to extend the series. As they look at a couple of games, including New York Liberty laying about 3 touchdowns in the Valkyrie, so may cover, and then Paige versus Angel. We'll be back with our scouting report at this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 153. And it's time to get into our scouting report as we break down some games in the NBA and the WNBA. And let's lead off with game number 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals as Pascal Siakam and the Indiana Pacers head to Gotham to try to eliminate Karl Anthony Towns and the New York Knicks. Lines are out. New York Knicks are favored by 5 points with an over-under of 222.5. And I'm going to focus on Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns, that's points prop that's sitting right now at 21.5 points. Cat with 24 in game number 4 and that in game number 3. And remember, game 4 and game 3 both had 2 fouls in the first quarter. So to me, if the Knicks are going to win this game, it's obvious to me that they have to go inside through Cat. This is someone I think can get Pascal Siakam into foul trouble. And also Miles Turner into foul trouble. And the New York Knicks have played their best basketball in this playoffs when Cat is getting going. So if I expect the Knicks to win, I expect the Knicks to win and cover as a 5-point favorite, I am looking at Karl Anthony Towns to go over 21.5 points. Any other props I'm looking at? I'll look squarely at OG Anunoby as well for the New York side. I like OG in the fact of his over 1.5 steals, or you can look at his points, which should be around 15.5 as well. OG's been very consistent in this series, probably the second most consistent in regards to totality. I know Brunson's had big scoring games, but Brunson's been hot and cold. When you go to the other side, I'm going to go somewhere where I think people may be a little bit surprised here as I pull up his stats here and see what his props are looking at here. And that's going to be Aaron Nesmith. Why? Because I look at Aaron Nesmith at 11.5 points, and I see the fact that, number one, he's going to play the minutes with guarding Brunson. Number two, he ends up getting switched onto Brunson a lot, and they go at Brunson. So to me, 11.5 points. So simply put, Cat over 21.5 points. We'll look at OG over 15.5 points, also 1.5 steals. Nesmith over 11.5 points, and the New York Knicks to cover as a 5-point favorite versus the Indiana Fever. Let's head to the W, where it is going to be an absolute, I mean, listen, they already played a couple of nights ago, and it was bad. I mean, we played last night, and it was bad. They were favored as 17.5 point favorites, and the New York Liberty won by like 25. Well, here come the Valkyrie again. Mine, they're getting 18 points right now, 18.5. Over under of 164.5. And where can you look for is, honestly, you got to look at where you can find some kind of value here or where you can look to attack. And I'm going to always go to my old reliable, and everybody knows where I'm going. Ha-ha, Double J, Jonquel Jones, over 13.5 points. Jonquel, to me, has been the most important. She's not the best, okay? She's not the best. But in talking to people that I know connected to the WNBA, they say this: the most integral part of the New York Liberty and the part that scares everyone the most is the play of Jonquel Jones. When Jonquel wants to be engaged, she's a dynamo. Jonquel Jones is getting you 16.8 points per game. She got the 13 points in 25 minutes. I'm worried about Stewie's number. I'm worried about Sabrina's number. But Jonquel is going to be right in that number mark. She got 13 last time. Jonquel Jones to go over 13.5 points. And let's head to Wings Sky. Dallas laying 3. Now, this is going to be interesting here because I have gone on record and I've said Chicago is the worst team in the WNBA, in my opinion. Well, they had Phoenix on the ropes, and I still don't know how the hell almost up by 20. They lost that game. And you have Dallas, who's coming off what would be a 20-point win, 20-point win at Connecticut. So where do we find ourselves some value? Folks, I'm looking at the Chicago Sky squeaking out their first win of the season. The game to go under because Chicago can't score, but they play decent defense, and I think Dallas will struggle to score as well. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast for May 28th, episode 153. For all things sports gambling, download the SportsGrid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, prediction, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. For my producer, Matty George, Vinny does a great job with the graphics. Thanks for always listening, folks. And please remember, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.